But what if I said Bloody Mary three times fast? Well, nothing. I'm not in front of a mirror, so that doesn't count. I'm not in front of a bartender, so I won't get three drinks. Repeating something three times, though, is often part of the ritual of completing a supernatural dare, according to our next guest, and he'd know. He's done a lot of them. Eau Claire's own Chad Lewis is a paranormal researcher and legend tripper. He's the author of more than 25 books on the supernatural, including one of his most recent called Supernatural Dares of the Midwest, Curses, Monsters, and Ghosts. Chad, welcome back to Central Time.
Happy Halloween to you.
And to you, Chad. Great to talk to you on Halloween of all days in particular. Now, that Bloody Mary thing I mentioned, like most, a lot of school kids anyway have heard of this. You say Bloody Mary three times, mirror, dark, ghost appears. You write about a lot of location-specific dares. Why are there so many of these things out there?
People are itching for the unique and bizarre, that they want to get away from the same restaurants, hotels, businesses that they see, and they want to go out, and believe it or not, they want to get scared. Being scared is fun when it's in a controlled manner, like going to a scary movie or riding a roller coaster, you know. You're probably going to survive, but there's that iffy part as well.
And you, as always, are seeking out local legends. And when you go to a community with some of the specific dares, this is something that a lot of people know about, right? They know if you go to this place and do this thing, do X, Y is going to happen. These are part of local folklore.
These places really have become a rite of passage. So many people tell me that when they were in high school, the thing to do was just to go out to the legend area and complete the dare. Try to test your bravery. See if you can sit on a mausoleum or cursed chair longer than your friend. So it was really something passed from generation to generation that everybody in the community knew about and participated in.
Let's check out some of the specific ones. Now, this is interesting. I was flipping through, of course, looking for the Wisconsin ones in particular. Three of them happen on bridges. The Bloody Bride Bridge in Stevens Point, Blood-Soaked Bridge in Lowell, and Weary Road in Evansville. What's the deal with bridges in Wisconsin, Chad?
Great point. I could have done an entire book on bridge dares, but many people believe that much like bridges in our world connect water with land, they hold a power in the spirit world, a significance of connecting our world with the spirit world. And plus, water plays a big part into folklore. It's where a lot of our ancestors came over and lived by the water. So their stories came with them, the non-indigenous ones. So water and bridges combined seem to make a perfect area for weird things to happen.
Okay, so let's go to Stevens Point and the Bloody Bride Bridge. What is the dare? What is the story around it?
Story is, many years ago, a young woman died on her wedding night coming home. She bled to death waiting for help to arrive. And now unsuspecting motorists have seen this woman walking on the bridge, often appearing like maybe she needs help or broke down, needs some assistance. But when people slow down, she simply either vanishes into thin air or is not there at all. But the dare is that if you're brave enough, or foolish enough to park your car on the bridge, when you look into your back mirror, not only will you see the ghost of this bloody bride, but many witnesses told me that she'll actually be sitting right in your back seat while you're parked there.
Okay, now this is bringing back a Twilight Zone memory of an episode I saw too early, but I'll power through. You are both brave and foolhardy, Chad. You did this and most of the other dares in your book, right?
I'm self-proclaiming myself as the Guinness World Record holder for doing the most supernatural dares. I've done hundreds of them. So I'm at the point, Rob, now that if anything bad, mishap, misfortune, or death happens to me, I wouldn't know what dare to blame it on.
And that's another thing. Some of these dares aren't like, if you do this, something bad is going to happen while you do it. Some of them are, you know, the spirit will appear or whatever. Some of them are, if you do it, misfortune will come to you at some point in the near future, right?
99% of these dares around the world are negative. It's hardly ever anything. If you do the dare, you're going to find true love or win the lottery. It's always you'll be in a car accident, lose your job, break up with your significant others. all kinds of just terrible ill fate and harbingers of bad ill future for you. So I always encourage people, do these at your own risk.
Talking to Chad Lewis, one of his most recent books is Supernatural Dares of the Midwest, Curses, Monsters, and Ghosts. Yeah, and this is something I think of this as mainly a teenage sort of thing to do, and everybody's egging each other on, and, oh, are you chicken, whatever. I think, though, you did encounter one, a mausoleum-related dare where a 70-year-old woman told you she gave it a shot.
Yes, you'd be mistaken thinking this is just teenagers. A woman was 70 years old sitting up on a haunted mausoleum where the legend is you'll be shoved to the ground, which is over 6.5 feet up. So she was taking the dare, and luckily for us anyway, she was not pushed. But I had a woman outside of Madison in Evansville go to Weary Road and claim that she saw this giant, big wolf-like creature with glowing yellow eyes as she parked on the bridge and felt this thing was going to harm her. So we often think of it being high school age or college age kids going out there with their imagination, but often it runs the entire spectrum of curious people.
And you hit the books and the vintage newspapers to try to track down, you know, did these legends happen or what were some of the earliest reports of them? Can you talk a little bit about the historical research you do?
Like all good legends, many of the origins are unknown. Sometimes the decade is not even known. There's a goat man that is said to roam Marsh Road outside of New London, dating back to at least the 1950s, probably earlier, but there's no real account of it. So sometimes that's very difficult when you're trying to sort fact from fiction and trying to find, is there an origin story to this? And sometimes there is, but it may be embellished or just been wrongly placed over the years. Sometimes you'll talk to seniors in an area. They'll tell you one version of a legend. You talk to high schoolers, they have a completely different version, as though over the decades, the folklore has played a game of telephone.
You took up every dare in the book except one, a bonus one you give at the end, but not for lack of trying. Can you talk about the mysterious book that will kill you in Whitewater, Wisconsin?
So the Whitewater Library, in some versions it's the public, others it's the university, has a book under lock and key that if you check this book out, it's a book of the dead. You will die either by a tragic accident or your own hand. And I joke that I don't know who keeps returning the book, but that's the legend. And every year the librarians tell me, don't talk about this. We don't have the book. Don't send people here, which is exactly what you would expect those sneaky librarians to tell you. So I've spoken at both the Whitewater Public and University Library, and I love bringing it up to the librarians because they think it's a fun story. And even the local university paper said that over a dozen faculty and staff have died from checking this out, with students as well, and that you'll be expelled if you even try to check it out, which you will not. So I always just tell people, go there. Just make sure you have someone set up to return it when you meet your fate.
Excellent. And Chad, some dares are timing specific. Are there any good Halloween day or Halloween night ones?
Yes, especially as the goat man I mentioned, because it's also on Marsh Road that it is thought to be haunted by some homecoming royalty, a king and queen who took their own lives out there many years ago. And it was during homecoming week, the week of Halloween. So if you go out there, it is said you're more likely to experience it tonight than any other day of the year.
Chad, we'll leave it there. Thanks as always for joining us today.
Keep an eye out.
Eau Claire's own Chad Lewis is a paranormal researcher and legend tripper. We talked to them today about one of his latest books, Supernatural Dares of the Midwest, Curses, Monsters, and Ghosts, as we mark Halloween. Chad has several free speaking engagements coming up in Wisconsin. He'll talk about winter legends and lore this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Sun Prairie Public Library, Thursday at 6:30 at the Delafield Public Library. Hey, if you have a local legend of a dare or other supernatural nature to share, let us know about it, and we can pass along to Chad. He's probably heard about it, but maybe not. email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. Did you do one of these as a teenager or a 70-year-old? Email ideas@WPR.org and let us know.